Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Heartwarming Short Stories for Seniors, Relaxing and Uplifting Short Stories for Seniors, Large Print Edition is a short fiction collection created for older readers who prefer accessible, easy-to-read material with a calm, emotional tone. Published by Orvian Studio and associated with the Easy Moments for Seniors series, the book centers on brief, feel-good stories shaped around nostalgia, friendship, love, second chances, laughter, and ordinary moments that carry emotional weight. Its large print format is a practical part of its design, making the collection suitable for seniors who want comfortable reading without strain. The content is positioned less as literary challenge and more as gentle companionship stories meant to encourage reflection, evoke memory, and provide a pleasant reading break. Based on the available material, the book fits squarely within the uplifting short story and gift book category, with an emphasis on warmth, readability, and emotional ease rather than complexity or dramatic tension. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, large print design as a reading accessibility feature for seniors. One of the book's clearest distinguishing features is its large print presentation, which is not simply a formatting choice but a central part of its purpose. Many books aimed at older adults mention readability, but this title explicitly frames accessibility as part of the reading experience. Large print reduces visual strain and allows readers to move through stories at a slower, more comfortable pace, which is especially relevant for seniors who may prefer shorter reading sessions. In this sense, the book does not depend on dense prose or intricate layouts. It is built for ease of use. That matters because accessibility changes how the stories function. Instead of demanding concentration over long stretches, the collection can be read casually, story by story, without fatigue. The format also makes the book more suitable as a bedside, living room, or assisted living reading choice. Its accessibility supports the emotional aim of the collection. The reader should be able to focus on comfort, not on decoding small text or navigating a difficult page design. Secondly, nostalgia as the emotional center of the collection. The book repeatedly uses nostalgia as a key organizing principle, drawing on settings and emotional cues that connect with earlier decades and familiar life experiences. According to the available descriptions, the stories reach back toward the 1950s through the 1980s, a range that can trigger memory and recognition for many older readers. This is important because nostalgia in such a collection is not just decorative, it helps create emotional resonance. Familiar objects, social habits, and everyday situations from earlier eras can make the stories feel personally relevant, even when the plots are simple. Nostalgia also supports a reflective reading mode, where the reader is prompted to remember family, friendships, and ordinary moments from their own life. That makes the stories more than light entertainment. They become a form of memory prompting, with each narrative acting as a gentle reminder of people, places, and routines that shaped the past. The result is a book that uses the emotional power of recognition to create comfort and connection rather than suspense or surprise. Thirdly, short. Uplifting narratives built around kindness and second chances. The collection is structured around brief stories that emphasize uplifting outcomes, especially love, friendship, kindness, laughter, and second chances. That combination is important because it signals a specific kind of short fiction, not literary experimentation, but concise emotional reassurance. Short stories work well for this audience because they are self-contained and easy to finish in one sitting. The themes also tend to resolve in a positive direction, which gives the reader a dependable emotional payoff without requiring heavy conflict. Second chances are especially significant as a recurring idea because they imply repair, renewal, and the possibility that late life change still matters. Friendship and love, meanwhile, give the stories a social and relational foundation, keeping the focus on human connection rather than abstract lessons. This makes the book feel practical in emotional terms. It offers readers a low-stress way to engage with storytelling while still encountering themes that affirm dignity, companionship, and the value of ordinary acts of care. Fourthly, gentle humor and feel-good endings as a method of emotional relief. The book's tone is described as warm, humorous, and reassuring, which places it in the feel-good story tradition rather than in sentimental excess or dramatic fiction. Gentle humor is especially effective in a senior-oriented collection because it lightens the reading experience without relying on sarcasm, bitterness, or complicated irony. Instead of trying to provoke strong tension, the stories appear to use everyday situations, mild mishaps, and affectionate observations to create smiles and recognition. Feel-good endings matter just as much, because they help define the emotional contract of the book. Readers can expect stories to close with warmth rather than discomfort. That predictability is not a weakness in this context. It is part of the appeal. For readers seeking relaxation, the assurance of a positive outcome reduces emotional effort and makes the book easy to return to. In a crowded category of inspirational and nostalgic fiction, This approach distinguishes the collection by emphasizing calm enjoyment over dramatic catharsis. It is built to soothe, not to unsettle. Lastly, a giftable collection aimed at comfort, companionship, and shared reading. The book is positioned not only for individual seniors, but also as a thoughtful gift for parents, grandparents, and elderly loved ones. That framing shapes how the collection should be understood. It is not just a reading product. It is also a social gesture, something selected to offer comfort, attention, and a pleasant shared experience. Books in this category often succeed when they are easy to recommend across generations. And this title does that by combining accessibility with emotionally safe content. Its stories are suitable for quiet personal reading, but they also lend themselves to conversation, reminiscence, or even read aloud settings. Because the themes are familiar and non-threatening, the book can serve as a bridge between age groups, giving family members a simple way to offer encouragement without needing a specialized or difficult text. Compared with many short story anthologies, its emphasis on warmth and accessibility makes it especially practical as a gift book, where usefulness and emotional appropriateness matter as much as literary style. In conclusion, this book is best suited for seniors, caregivers, family members, and readers who want short fiction that is easy to follow, visually comfortable, and emotionally reassuring. Its main value lies in the combination of large print accessibility and a consistently uplifting tone, which makes it useful for readers who prefer light reading that still feels meaningful. The stories are designed to encourage reflection on memory, friendship, love, and everyday kindness without demanding strong concentration or emotional endurance. That balance gives the collection a clear place within the senior gift book and feel-good short story market. What helps it stand out is its focused alignment between format and purpose. The large print edition supports the reader physically, while the nostalgic, gently humorous storytelling supports the reader emotionally. Compared with more general anthologies, this book is more deliberately tailored to older adults who want comfort, familiarity, and easy reading in one volume. It is less about literary complexity than about delivering an accessible and dependable reading experience. If you would like to support Orvian Studio, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.